Welcome to Behind the Scenes with Dr. Christy Page and Dr. Adam Goldstein. We're continuing a really interesting conversation with our guest, Dr. Carl Pillemer, about his new book, 30 Lessons for Living, Tried and True Advice from the Wisest Americans. Dr. Pillemer, welcome and thanks for being with us behind the scenes.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You know, I think one of the questions that you touched upon in the interview, but we couldn't ask you really much more about, is this question of saying yes to opportunity. That seems like something that we don't talk about a lot I don't really hear that talked about with anyone, but it seems an important part of career advice. Tell us a little bit more about how did that come about and how did they get that type of advice across?
And it seems conflicting. I feel like my elders or people I go to for mentoring tell me I need to learn to say no. So, okay, what is it?
You know, I would say the overwhelming viewpoint from later life, as one man told me, was unless you have a darn good reason to say no to things, it's usually better to say yes. And that's consistent also with research on regret and what I found, that people are substantially more likely to regret opportunities missed than active things they did. So I would say in work, you know, their observation is that people hold themselves back. They're afraid to say yes to a promotion, afraid to say yes to a job transfer. They think they're underqualified. And their suggestion over and over, go for it. Do, you know, something unusual, take a step, you know, that takes you outside yourself. You know, that's a very compelling theme. It's not that everyone always did it, but those who didn't, that those who missed the boat on a particular opportunity turn out to be very regretful in later life, and those who didn't turn out to be much happier. And there are a few examples of that in the book, of this sort of positive and negative example.
The other question that we didn't really touch on, I know you had a very diverse population of people to interview, but what did you learn about faith?
Yeah, it's a very interesting thing with faith. On the one hand, another surprising piece for me was how tolerant America's elders are. So they were not, in general, saying, convert to, you know, my type of Christianity or convert to Islam or something like that. So they weren't trying to impose their faith on others, which I thought was a little surprising. However, faith is extraordinarily important, and they point out its importance in two domains. First, it provides them with a sense of community. And second, it's extraordinarily helpful during life's difficult times. So I would say fewer than 5% of the elders I interviewed, of these 1,200, said, absolutely, I have no interest in religious faith at all. But they were extremely diverse, and they really looked to some extent at the instrumental benefits of religion. Namely, it helps you get through loss, and it provides a community. And especially as you get older, these are some of the only intergenerational communities that people are involved in. So I would say, you know, faith is deep. It runs very deep in this group, but it's kind of a non-dogmatic, independent-looking faith and one that focuses on community, you know, and sort of help in tough times.
You know, it's interesting because you focus on this aspect of relationships and community, and I've seen across all cultures, across all times, those are the two things at the end of one's life that seem to people say have meaning. But you also give some really practical advice in your book, and maybe a time for one other question I want to ask about, which is this advice that the elders give to focus on the short term rather than the long term. Can you just say what was that about? Because I think that's very practical advice.
You know, it is good. And they actually had a series of concrete tips for how to stop worrying compulsively. So, you know, because I didn't want to let them off the hook with just a platitude like don't worry so much. So in my interviews, I asked them, so what do you do? And one of their views is definitely take the view of an elder who doesn't have that much time left and focus on short-term issues you can change rather than these kind of long-term global anxieties. So I think, you know, if I can use a cliche, there certainly was a strong sense of one day at a time. You know, take the piece of the issue that you can deal with and work on it immediately and really try to take sort of a let-it-be attitude towards things, you know, which might occur, you know, months or days or years from now. And that is one of the insights I have to say that I appreciated the most in my own life.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, we really appreciate you sharing those insights with our listeners. And thank you for joining us with Behind the Scenes.
All righty. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dr. Pillemer.
We've been talking with Dr. Carl Pillemer about his book, 30 Lessons for Living, Tried and True Advice from the Wisest Americans.